And with high local turnover and a statewide shortage of administrators, Nome Public Schools is looking to take a new tack when it comes to attracting and retaining qualified principals and other school leaders. Superintendent Sean Arnold broached the subject at a school board work session last night.
Our turnover with, you know, our building leadership, it's something that we've dealt with here in Nome Public Schools for some time.
Nome Belts, for instance, has seen 6 principals in the last 7 years, and the school's most recent principal, Edwin Chip Sharp, resigned in December after just 6 months on the job. That's why Arnold wants to establish a cohort for aspiring leaders around the district. He says the program would facilitate and fund professional development for promising staff members who are already a part of Nome Public Schools, with the aim of growing our own administrators. Not every member of the cohort would go on to become a principal or superintendent, but Arnold says the district would have a larger pool of local applicants when administrative positions do open up.
Having administrators that have kind of come up the ranks in the district that they've worked in, that they've taught in, if they're from that community, they may stay for a longer time. They'll have some of that institutional knowledge that others that, you know, come from some lower 48 state might come up with.
The Lower Kuskokwim School District has done something similar in partnership with the University of Alaska Anchorage over the past 5 years. Arnold says most of their administrators now come from within their district, which has also seen less turnover. If the cohort initiative does move forward in Nome, Arnold says members would have to commit to the district for a certain period of time, and they'd face financial penalties if they took their talents elsewhere too soon. The school board isn't attaching any funding to the cohort program right now, but Arnold says backing could eventually come from the district's title and professional development funds. In that vein, board members also took their first look at the draft budget for fiscal year 2017 last night, which is starting at $15.4 million. That's a little less than this year's budget, but Lucy Ann Smith, the district's CFO, says most revenues and expenses are expected to stay about even, apart from natural increases in salary and benefits. Still, Smith emphasized that the budget is very much a work in progress. Joining the work session by phone from Anchorage, she said the draft will change over the next 6 months, depending on upcoming salary negotiations, contributions from the city of Nome.
And then, of course, everyone knows the uncertainty in Alaska education funding in Alaska legislature really is a cause for concern.
The district is required to submit a balanced budget to the Alaska Department of Education by July 15th. The school board's next meeting is February 9th.